I'm Lam with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. Today's topic is strange mask with protruding eyes. Says, hi Lam, could you do a reading on these strange masks and statues with protruding eyes found in ancient sites within China? Were they aliens with protruding eyes? And if they were humans, what happened to these descendants of these people today? Why and where did they migrate to? So, I do see that these masks emulate ancient ET inhabitants that lived on the Earth before our current civilization. And I get that the masks to the right, which I included on the video, I have a picture of it, and on the blog itself, I also have a picture. I get that they were used during solar eclipses, and this third eye is open to receive the sun's energy, and the eyes were symbolic of watching without using the biological eye, which would have caused harm. The ET inhabitants, they lived on Earth closer to like 15,000 years ago, maybe even more, and the ruins were protected with colder climates that have shifted over the centuries to be more inhabitable these days. So these ETs left when it became inhospitable, and the winters with a lack of food and sustainable vegetation came to be. So at one point, it was habitable. They lived there. The Earth changed. It went through its shift. It became icy, and that ice ended up preserving some of these ancient artifacts, and now they're being uncovered today because Earth has shifted back and kind of done a full circle here. The sun lost intensity due to where it was within the solar cycles, and so it made the growing food difficult when they originally left. And I do get that the Earth is much larger than we know, and if anybody has had time, please check out the Eworian YouTube channel. I fully resonate with the theories that this person has compiled and put together out there. I get that these ETs, they moved to a different location on the Earth's surface, one that's slightly beyond Antarctica. That's where they're at. That's where they went. They took their civilization to repopulate, and all others left behind perished. They may find skulls or skeletons to support this that also mimic and go along with this culture. Very cool topic. Many thanks to the person posing it, and if anyone wants to know more about Eworian and those theories, leave a comment below. If you can't find the channel, I will help direct you. But basically, before I close, in a nutshell, what that channel states is that our Earth is much larger than what we think it is, and we just live on a very small piece of it. That's why the flat earthers have their theory, but yet we still are more spherical in shape. But when you take a sphere and you create it in a much larger size, the rise over run of slope and all these other things can become much different and maybe even very insignificant. So the Earth, it goes through shifts, and we just inhabit different parts of this much larger spherical shape out there. And it goes into explaining the different ages that we go through. It goes through the ice age of why, you know, you shift and some parts will freeze, some parts will thaw, and we just keep going through this cycle. And that's what happened when these other inhabitants lived there. It was habitable, became uninhabitable, they left, and now it's habitable again, and we have different civilizations uncovering ancient civilizations. So that's a very short summary of what a much more grand topic is. Oh, anyway, again, feel free to leave a topic or leave a question in the comments section. And again, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. Thank you. Bye.